Hello everybody, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is how your occupational therapist and welcome to OT Conversations. In this episode, I'd like to share a particular perspective or view or this thing that just keeps getting into my head at the moment. This term or phrase or two words called tracheweaning. I hear this most of the time, and it seems to be a very special thing that people do, like physios, they seem to do, critical care, respiratory therapists. The intervention is called tracheweaning. And I listen to that, and I always smile at the back of my head, quietly smile. With this tracheweaning, I consider this word is, it's a misnomer, basically. That's what I feel. I am considering this tracheweaning a false definition or false terminology. I find it to be a misnomer because it inaccurately describes the process that's actually involved. It's not really tracheweaning, because when you say weaning, it typically refers to a gradual reduction or elimination or the dependency of a person on a particular intervention or treatment, isn't it? That's what you wean. So you can have dopamine weaning. You wean it off. You slowly take it off. Yeah? That's the term weaning. That's the definition of the term weaning. But when you have tracheostomy, you don't slowly take it out, isn't it? You don't just, okay, I'll just pull this halfway. You don't wean tracheostomy. It's always there. You either need it or you don't need it. Yeah? In the context of tracheostomy care, the term here is usually used to describe the process of reducing a person's dependency on tracheostomy tube. But really, it's not the tracheostomy tube, because tracheostomy tube is just an access port. It's just an access to the airway. But you're weaning the mechanical ventilation. Yeah? So the misnomer here, it arises because really the goal is to restore or to improve the person's ability to breathe independently rather than simply removing the tracheostomy itself. The term here, it implies that the focus is on the device, like the tracheostomy tube. Whereas really what's happening is on enhancing the person's respiratory function and their ability to breathe without the use of any assisted ventilation. Yeah. Tracheostomy is only required so that a person can use a mechanical ventilation. Maybe ventilatory weaning or mechanical ventilation weaning. Maybe you should call it like that rather than tracheweaning. Yeah? All right, guys, this is really annoying me. And just promote it. Because when you teach it in that respect, when you talk about it in that respect, then it will be much more sensible. It's easier to understand that the focus is on a person's dependency on mechanical ventilation rather than the tracheostomy. In medical practice, the emphasis should be on holistic rehabilitation of the respiratory function, and the focus should be on the assessment of the patient's readiness to breathe without the need for any medical support, rather than just the act of removing the tracheostomy tube, right? The process here involves, how does this happen then? It involves an evaluation. You have to assess the respiratory strength, the airway patency, respiratory strength, yeah? These are the things that needed to happen. Person needed to be strong in breathing, yeah? There has to be an airway patency, and the person's ability to protect the airway against the aspiration. And these are all the critical components, the very important components that will ensure that the patient will be safe. And once the person is safe to do these things, then there can be a safe decannulation. And when you say decannulation, there is a removal of the tracheostomy tube. So there is this distinction. It is really important when rather than focusing on weaning from tracheostomy. Yeah, because when you're doing that, what you're really doing is you're assessing the respiratory capability of that person. That's really important. Okay, with this thing called tracheweaning, what's really happening is therapists are doing respiratory rehabilitation. I'd be happier if that would be used. So that's actually, we're doing respiratory rehab. Boom. Yeah. Because what's happening in the respiratory rehab? It involves not just the mechanical aspect of removing the tube, but it is about the person's respiratory system. We have to make sure that the respiratory system is capable of functioning adequately without the support. How do you do this? Listen, guys, because occupational therapists might have a contribution here. It includes strengthening of the muscles that is involved in breathing. Yeah? How do you do that? Gross motor activities. Sit down. Optimize the body. Strengthen those muscles. What are the muscles for breathing? Yeah? It is the diaphragm, definitely. Intercostal muscles. You can have maybe scalene or sternocleidomastoid, anything that's out on the trunk. And if the person is lying down all the time, then they won't be able to do it, won't they? So if you engage the person in verticalization, you get them upright, you get them leaning forward so that they don't lean at the back of the chair, then you are contributing to them breathing. It's like a respiratory tone, isn't it? Yeah. Like I said, the respiratory rehab, you strengthen the muscles. And when you do that, you are ensuring that the lungs are able to efficiently exchange the gas. And then it will just maintain the integrity of the airway. So that's another purpose of respiratory rehab, is actually maintaining the integrity of the airway. So that's very important. If there is a tube that's there all the time, it's the tone. There has to be a tone. How is a tone going to be reinstalled? How do you promote the tone again? It's through the alertness. Person being awake. That's what happens. If they lie down, the tone, it subsides. Safety is important in the process, especially when people are dealing with the care of tracheostomy. And when you remove the tracheostomy, this is a process called decannulation. That's the term for that. And you do this decannulation when the patient has demonstrated the adequate respiratory volume, the adequate strength, if they have cough reflex, and they have the ability to protect their airway against the aspiration. You don't have the tube and the tracheostomy, and then they choke again, then you'll have to put it back in again. That's just there technically as a backup and just an insurance, making sure that we can access the lungs. Okay. So all of these capabilities are assessed through a series of observations, tests. You make a decision whether it's suitable to remove them or not. And you can. If they're awake, if they're not choking, the lungs are good, then yes, people can take that off. Who makes that decision? Obviously, the doctors are the ones that are there. There are physiotherapists who can make that decision depending on whether physiotherapists are allowed or not. respiratory therapists can do that. They can make that decision as well. Nursing staff can make that decision. Is that a decision of an occupational therapist? It's good to know, but it's not the scope of the profession of occupational therapist. I can make that decision. I know when a decision needed to be made, but it's illegal for me to make that decision, isn't it? I know the trend that people are going to start to remove the tracheostomy based on the observations of the physical capability of the patients, but then that's not my call. Yeah? Because I'm a very, what do you call this? I'm a decent occupational therapist that doesn't cross my boundaries. All right? Okay, there you go. Yep. And then what else? With tracheostomy, there has to be comprehensive care. The team, like I said, RTs, respiratory therapists. In the United Kingdom, we don't have respiratory therapists, right? I think in the States you do. In other countries you do. You have the nurses. They all coordinate with each other. It's a multidisciplinary approach. But sometimes nurses who do it day in, day out, they just know, right? It just makes it easy for them. It's an MDT, right? I think the role of occupational therapy here, rather in the tracheostomy care, is more on start to engage the person, contribute to the process so that the person will start to engage, to breathe better, you strengthen the muscles, help use doing or approach it using occupation or activities. Yeah. Here we go. So what am I yapping about, really? So these are the things that I'm yapping about. First, tracheostomy is, or tracheweaning is a misnomer. Okay. You don't wean the tracheostomy. What you wean is a person's dependency on ventilatory support. And so that's one. The other thing is, as an occupational therapist, it's good to know this, but don't lose sight of the things that you needed to do, which is engage the person, help out on the person building their respiratory, the strength or their ability to breathe. How do you do this? Gross motor activities, proprioceptive stimulation, sit them up, help them to sit them upright. Let them not be dependent on the backrest of the chair. Lean forward, engage, activity, do and do. That's what you need to do. It's important to know these things because this is a medical foundation and these are very simple things and essential information that we should know, but do not lose sight of the things that you needed to do. Okay, there you go, guys. I hope you learned a little something today. If you did, go and talk to your friends about it. Have these wonderful conversations over a cup of tea. Learn together and grow together. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.